You ever wonder why your relationships keep hitting the same brick wall? What if you had a personalized case study that told you exactly who you should or shouldn't be dating? Today's guest says that's not just possible, it's the future. Welcome back to Digital Dating with Anonymous Andrew. So, today's episode is going to challenge the way you think about dating, attraction, and compatibility. My guest, Desiree Calvin Lawrence, is the founder of Heartlib. Heartlib, H-E-A-R-T-L-I-B. It's a matchmaking platform that doesn't just match people, it analyzes them. Heartlib uses a combination of science, consultation, and customized case studies to help people understand their relationship dynamics before the first date even happens. If you're tired of guessing, ghosting, or swiping your way to nowhere, this episode's for you. But before we dive into today's episode, I have one quick announcement for you. I partnered with Paul Bauer from the Come On Man podcast, and he's got four killer resources that can seriously up your dating game, from building confidence to mastering conversations to the dead bedroom syndrome. It's all stuff I stand behind. And yes, I get a small commission if you grab one. You're not just supporting yourself, you're supporting the show too. Win-win, right? Check the links in the show notes. Now on to the show. Hey, welcome to the Digital Dating Podcast. My name is Anonymous Andrew, and today we have an absolutely extraordinary guest who is revolutionizing the way people love, build deep connections, and create meaningful relationships. Desiree Calvin Lawrence is not just a visionary entrepreneur, he's the brilliant mind behind Heartlib and My Real Lover Academy, platforms that are redefining matchmaking through science, strategy, and human insight. Welcome, Desiree, to the show.
Thank you very much, Andrew. Thanks for having me.
Okay, that was a big introduction, but basically what it boils down to is that you have created a new dating app, and I'm afraid to call it a dating app. So what would you call it? Is it a dating app?
It's more than a dating app, all right? So it's not even, what we're doing is it's more in the line of consultancy. So we use the dating app as a way to actually connect you, not connect you personally, but get your number alignment systems, your number alignment profile. That's what we use the app to do. So once we get your number alignment profile, what we then do is give you a chance to speak to us directly, where we actually create your case studies. The case studies that align perfectly with you in terms of showing you exactly how your relationship will turn out with anybody on the planet that you decide to be with. That means before you go on your first date, we know how that relationship will turn out. And so we'll give you the blueprint so that you know how to actually focus on the right relationships. And so the numbers that we help you calculate on our app is what allows us to pinpoint your most compatible chemistry mate. The person that at the end of the day, when you meet the person, there's this spot. But we make sure that when we align you to the case study, it is mind-blowing. It is not just a spark, but it has a case study that is mind-blowing that is going to be perfect for you. Something like that. I don't know if you get the drift of what I'm trying to say with that.
Well, we're gonna break it down. Is this something that... So first of all, if I take my cell phone and I go in, let's say iPhone, I go to the Apple Store and I download this.
So you pretty much just go on heartlib.io and it just gives you a snapshot of your number profile. Now, if a lot of people get involved in that, you'll be able to see people that actually match with you based on that number profile once it becomes extremely populated out there. But in the meantime, what we really do is on our main page, Hotlib US, what we do is we consult with you personally, where we take your number profile on the app and we use it to define the best relationship for you based on our case studies. What we really do with our matchmaking agency is get you the best case studies to let you know who would be a compatible match. Because there's a lot of people who match with somebody, just not match with somebody. They connect with somebody, but it doesn't necessarily mean they're a match.
Correct.
The person might create, you know, and the funny thing is with the numbers that we create, that we connect, that we show you, allows you to see how you might automatically have chemistry with somebody, because that's what the number philosophy does. It shows you that you can have chemistry with somebody, but doesn't mean that you're a compatible match, because you might actually have chemistry with somebody and be like, oh yeah, we feel good the way she talk, but it is not a match. It is not a compatible match. So the chemistry might be there by the numbers, but we take that out and we isolate the case studies that will actually be the best for you. And that is where you consult with us personally to actually get you the perfect match. And we give you the case studies. We show you exactly who will be a perfect match. We give you a description of exactly what is going to take place in that relationship so that you know this is what my experience is going to be like. So you're not going in with a blind eye into any relationship. You know, all right, first of all, based on the app, my numbers match perfectly with this person. But the case studies actually prove that, yes, this is the right person. This person will not, based on how it's described, this person will bring the best out of me and will create the best synergy. So that's what we do. It's a combination of not just the app, but a consultation with the agency where we actually create something very specific to your own relationship model. You know.
Okay, so I'm starting to understand. So this is not something that I put on my cell phone and that I swipe and swipe and swipe and find somebody who I think is cute and I like her bio and then I say, I like you, and then she likes me back, and then it goes, and that's when everything falls apart, right? Yeah, okay. So this is something that I would go on a desktop computer, or I guess a tablet or whatever, and I go to heartlib.io. Yeah. So are you more a matchmaking service with an app? Okay.
So I'm a matchmaking service with the app. What we do is even on the app, you can go through the swipe and everything, but it is not catered for you to find somebody. That's not the main goal. Is not for you to just find somebody, because again, your numbers might match, but your case studies might not be good. So the numbers might match. So this is what we realize. People have chemistry with somebody and it's perfect. But what is the story behind that chemistry?
Right.
That's what we want with this. So people, that's why we have a lot of relationships that look like they're really meant to last, because there's this chemistry. But when they get together, it's toxic. It's not even what the...
I know.
You see what I'm saying? It's not it. It's just not where it needs to be. So we take that guesswork out of it. We show you exactly what you will see in that relationship once you get involved with it. But we also know that when using the app, we know that you will have chemistry as well. So we connect the chemistry on the app to the case studies when you actually sit down with us in our matchmaking agency, where we actually find these people. And once we get you the perfect, what we do with our system is, once we know that you have the best, we know the numbers, because you go on the app to get your numbers, to see the numbers that match, and we calculate that. Once we have those numbers, we create your case studies, we create your best case studies, your best relationship case studies, because, go ahead.
What do you mean by case studies? So do you do like a background on me, or I tell you some of my history?
Yes. No, we don't do a background. We just get you a month and day. The month and day of the time you were born is a profile that we are able to connect with other profiles. So it's a database that we are able to use, that we know exactly how relationships play out over time. And we have a relationship database that allows us to understand how the dynamics play out over the long term. So we know that this is how, let's say, Andrew will interact with Sarah based on the data on KNCSR data profiles that we call, that is our key number data models. We know that, all right, with this date, this particular date and this month, when we connect Andrew with this date and month of Sarah, this is what happens. And we break it down on hatlib.us. You can see on hatlib.us, hatlib.io is the app. Hatlib.us is the place where you get a lot more information on what we do. And then at that point, you just book a consultation. And that consultation would allow us to actually find you your perfect match instantly. Not instantly, but we take that information and we show you how to find that match on your profiles, maybe on your dating apps, on Facebook especially. So that's how we walk through this with people. We use them on Facebook. We get them the dates, the months. They know exactly what is going to play out in that relationship before they ever get involved in it. And then they meet the person and they realize that it's actually what we actually say it is. It is, we take the guesswork out of every relationship you get involved in. You know, this is how it's going to play out. And then you just make sure that you put your best foot forward and make it the best relationship possible, because we know based on the case study that this is how it's going to play out. Hotlip.us gives you like a breakdown of how we do this. It is mind blowing what we do. What we do is crazy.
I am definitely going to check that out, but I'm still trying to make the connection. So is my match, my potential match on Hartlib? Like, so other people are uploading their profile. So do I create a profile on Hartlib?
Yes, you create a profile on Hartlib. However, the Hartlib is still a stat of face right now. So getting everybody to match and have
of course 20
different matches, it's not gonna happen right away because we're just starting off the app.
You have to build it up.
We have to build it up. However, at the moment we have like what we call demo. How would I call it?
Graphic?
Yeah, demographics of individuals that you can actually see that at the end of the day, what we're actually pinpointing is the number match. So you can see what we're doing. You can see the signs of what we're doing just by what you see on the app, that we're matching you to certain key number elements in your profile based on the information you share. Those elements is what we take those elements. Once we put that information in and we see your profile, you get all your numbers. We then take those numbers and we create the perfect profile with our case studies, because our case studies use the same day and month, but we find the ones that have the information that align to your own profile, the information, the compatibility message that aligns with your profile. Then we find the ones that have the correct meaning. So let's say, for example, you have a month of 9 and 6. So on the app, you will see 9 and 6, meaning the day you were born, the month you were born. We find those numbers. We take those 9 and 6 and we go to our relational database. We look at the relationships that are connected to the day you were born and your profile. And we find the ones that are exactly in alignment with you. That means they give you the best experience in relationships. And then we look for because everyone in our case relationship study, everyone on the planet has like 48 different relationship types. And so we find the ones that are perfect to you. And then we take the numbers, because the numbers create the chemistry. We combine it with it so that that number that you see on the app is also combined with the case study that we come up with, that we see on your profiles. And we say, all right, Andrew matches with Sarah, but Sarah needs to be born on this day, on this month. And if we want to take it further to a year, we'll find a year as well. So that when you meet that person, it's not just a spark. The spark is going to be crazy, but the story behind your relationship will be mind-blowing as well. It's going to be something that truly aligns with you to your philosophy as a person, because our relationship database shows that this is exactly what happens when Andrew connects with this Sarah based on this information that is provided. And we know that for a fact. And this is what we use. If you go to hotlip.us, you will see a lot of our testimonials, our relationship breakdowns. If you have any relationship you've been in, we'll take it, break it down, and show you, all right, this is the relationship you were in. Is it accurate? And you'd be like, just exactly what took place. And we show you that, all right, this is not just a fluke. We know your relationship before you ever get into it. That means the only way we prove it is for our, most of our students is to show them, hey, listen, give me your past relationships. And we show you exactly how it played out. And you can tell, all right, I can see why that happened. I can see why this happened. We show you exactly what is in that relationship long before you get into it. That's why we then align you to the ones that will give you the best experience possible.
Okay, I'm slowly starting to grasp the concept here. I got a couple questions. So first of all, have you tested this?
Yes, it is tested. It is tested. If you go on our hatlab.us, you will see a lot of our reviews on this. Yes.
So you've already put people together.
Yes.
And they're, so I'm going, I have to ask, how many years ago did you start testing this?
So, yes.
Like somebody, did you test this like 5 years ago, 3 years ago? So the people who are in relationships, they're still in relationships and they're still going strong.
So we started putting this out into the market about 2 years ago. So that's when we started putting this together. But the relationship database that we have goes back thousands of years. So there's a history behind the relationship database that we use.
So it's
proprietary. It's the information on relationships that we have. All right. It's based on a database of relationships where we know that, all right, this relationship has played out with this relationship. All right. So if you go to hotlab.us, which is where we actually break down this, because if I was going to break down everything that we did and how we did it, the best way to understand this is by going to hotlib.us, and you will see on the pop-up, you will see a video that allows you to understand what the Kian CSR model is. That is what we do. And it breaks down everything and how we combine people. We are able to take profiles of historical people that have existed, and we can tell you that, all right, based on this historical match, this is what happens in their relationship. This is based on historical data. And we're able to tell you, all right, if Andrew was to meet with this person, it's actually not going to work out, because this is exactly what plays out based on historical data of things that we've already calculated in the past. But if Andrew meets this person, not only will they be successful, but they will have so much love for each other based on the historical data we have on this person, on a different person and another person based on their historical data. So I can tell you that, all right, based on this day and this month, and based on this day and this month, once Andrew gets involved in that relationship, this is exactly how it's going to play out. My relationship right now with my wife was based on the relationship database that I created. And I looked at the historical data, and I was like, okay, this matches. But I'm like, all right, let me make sure the number matches. And I took out the numbers, and I was like, all right, this matches. And that is how I was like, all right, I'm experiencing something that is on a different level when it comes to my relationships. And I'm like, I need to be able to bring this to the world in a way that is very, very authentic, where people can experience firsthand that you can get into a relationship knowing before you get into it that it will play out perfectly. It might not be the best experience right off the bat, but it will play out perfectly because the story behind that relationship is perfect, is what I'm trying to say.
Okay, but the more I understand it and understand you, the more I have questions.
Yeah.
Boy, I can't write that fast. I'm writing down these questions. All right, let's see. Based on, so I go in there, and by the way, as you were talking, I muted my microphone and I went on heartlib.us, and I'm looking at the website. So, and of course, I'm going to sign up, boy. What? So I go in there and I fill out some information. Obviously, you need to know information about me.
Yes. So, but basically, we have to talk one-on-one on that. Because what we do is we have to talk one-on-one where actually, because you have to make a payment before you get into the consultation. And it's not an easy payment. The consultation, because we actually it's a 1 hour, 30 minute consultation. And we do it for marriages, because think about it. People spend $100,000 on a marriage and it goes to dust. but then just create the wedding and it goes to dust. We try to make sure that we make it very, very wise. You make the best decision before you get into that. So this is why the price is what it is. But you can contact us personally through a different model where we actually just give you a case study of your different relationships so that you actually know what your past relationship is. And I probably have to work with you personally on that to actually get that done for you. All right.
Yeah. Okay. So the listen, I'm thinking about my audience. They can't just go there and sign up. They have to. I see there's a button there that says schedule a session.
Yeah, schedule a session. But that is based on your understanding that we can do what you need us to do. So the time we take to do this, I wish I could show you something else. All right. If you go to, let me pull this up for you. Because there's something else I want to show you, because we actually create your case, your profile on the cloud. We create a whole system on the cloud for you so that you can see in real time what kind of relationships we are putting out for you, the case studies of relationships you can match with. And then we actually show you how to connect with these people on Meta, that is Facebook, how to meet these people instantly on Facebook. So it's not just a consultation, because we don't want to waste people's time, and we don't want people to waste our time either, because we know that people are just fishing, and we don't want that. We want serious people where we can work with them, and we know that, all right, we're actually helping this person, and we know this person is actually interested in finding a perfect match, and then we actually help them. But we're not just helping them. We get on a call for over 1 hour, 30 minutes. We get the information we need. We start building the case studies right there and then in front of them. We set them up with a link where they can see their case studies in real time. They get a password to that location where they're looking at their case studies. We're showing them exactly what it is. Let me show you something. If you can go to this link, I will show you. It's pretty much what we do. It's just like a sample of what we do. And it will give you like an understanding of, let me see if I can pull this up for you. Let me see. I'm coming. Let me just pull that up if you can give me.
That's okay. Take your time, because I'm writing down questions. And of course, you know, one of my questions is going to be, how much does this cost? Because I...
Yes, it's. I'll tell you what it is. Just give me a moment. Let me pull this up for you. Yeah, the app is free, so you can go on the app. You can look for people. You can see who matches with you on your app. Not matches with you. You can see the numbers that match with you. But we break that down eventually. Let me just show you this. Let me just get this started for you.
Yeah, I'm on the heartlib.com. I do see a photo of a app on a cell phone, and it does show people, and that you can like. It says likes and matches.
Yes.
All right.
Let me give you the link. Let me just give you the link, and then you will see what we do with the cancer. It's just a sample, so you understand. Okay, bear with me. Sorry, just bear with me. I'm trying to pull up this. Let me just pull computer.
Yeah. I'm going to be editing this out, so don't worry about it.
Okay.
This is what I was talking about before.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, got you. All right, got you. Okay, so tell you what. For the sake of this argument, I will have to give you a different one that is pretty cool, but I'll give you this. Go to compatible.hotlib.com. That's one of the best things I've done, but this is for a celebrity. This was done for a celebrity, and I wanted to give you a more...
Okay, so I am on compatible matches for a unique celebrity.
No, compatible.hotlib.
Compatible.hotlib.
That's correct.
Yeah, that's where I went. And I'm looking at, it says here, compatibility for match... let me do it again, just in case I did it wrong.
Yes, that's it. For celebrity?
Yeah, that is the one.
That is all right.
So I turn the page.
You see, so these are the different matches that we get for people based on their profile. We only go so specific to the date, the month, the year. And so that breaks it down for you. So these are the different profiles of different people this person can actually match with. And so we know that based on a particular date, based on a particular month, based on a particular year, if I connect Andrew with this person, this will actually take off. Like, not like this, because everyone is unique. This is for a unique person, and this is the profiles that come up for this person. But for you, I could say, all right, this is one. Which one do you think is the best one? Which one do you think you love the most? And you'd be like, I love this the most. And I'd be like, okay, now let's find a way to actually put this person, find this person for you in the real world. Because that's what we do. We take the guesswork out of it. We take all the guesswork out of the relationship. And then we get you the best compatible match.
Okay. One of the first questions that popped into my head was, and maybe I should ask the price of this first, but I'm thinking that if I go, let's say somebody goes through this, a listener, myself or somebody, they pay you, they download the app, they go through the Facebook, they do the numbers, and then you find somebody. So let's say Sarah, you use the name Sarah. Let's say Sarah and I match, and I go, and then what? We go on a date, and I take her out to dinner, and we talk. I'm feeling the pressure that Heartlib said that we are a perfect match. What happens? There's the pressure that it has to work. In other words, Sarah, you and I are a match, so we have to make it work.
So it's a little bit more different. What we do is we make sure you know that you are getting involved in the right relationship before you get involved in it.
Okay.
So that's the main picture. So our main intent is to give you the confidence that you're not going into a relationship that is going to be bad for you. So we take that off. So what we do is we give you the case studies that allow you to know how that relationship over time is supposed to play out.
Even when
you start out, the kind of experience you're supposed to meet. And what we do is the main thing is we make sure you know the relationship and we connect you to that person. We connect you to that person. What we do is we allow you to know that, all right, if I go on Facebook, this person, we show that to you how we do this on the app, on Heartlib.us, how we actually find the person based on their date of birth, just month and day, and we show you how we find that person on Facebook, usually on Facebook, where we can get the date of birth, we know exactly who they are, and we show you that person, and then we say, all right, I want you to initiate contact with this person. Let us know how this plays out. But we'll give you a case study of how you can find this person. You can have, if depending on how many people you have on your list, you can have up to 10, 20 different matches that are actually could follow a beautiful paradigm. You know, relationship is like throwing a needle in a haystack and trying to fight it. There's a lot of people. You just need to know who
I agree.
You know?
All right. What about physical attributes? So I have a particular type of woman that I am attracted to. Do you take that into consideration?
So that is something that we have not started going that far into doing that, because what we do is really based on the deeper connection between you and that person. And if there will be chemistry, there will definitely be chemistry. Sometimes you'll be surprised. Have you ever seen a situation where a guy is with a female that you're like, what do you find in this female?
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
She's not so attractive, but you can tell that the love is so real,
right?
You know,
right.
So that is what we do. We take the superficiality out of relationships, but whether you want to find the best looking person or not, we can guarantee that when you get into that relationship, if that person is the finest looking person as well, your match will be that good.
You brought up the perfect example of what I was talking about. Yes, I've walked down the street or the beach or the mall, and I look at a couple, and I know. And if everybody denies that they do this, they're lying. You look at them and you go, wow, what a weird looking couple, because, you know, he might be, you know, 5'5" and skinny, and she's 300 pounds. And I'm sorry, I'm being honest here. This is the Anonymous Andrew Digital Dating Podcast, and I'm blunt and honest. And you look at them and you say, but in my world, I am live and let live. I'm like, if that couple is happy, I am happy for them. But in my world, because I'm your typical male, American male, we are very visual creatures. When I go through my dating swipes on my dating apps, I look at pictures first. If I don't find them attractive, I don't even stop to read their bio. But that's me. So let's put that aside for a second. Tell me what we're talking about financially here, because that's going to depend on my next question.
All right. So financially, so this is important that you put this in perspective. All right.
Okay.
What we're doing is not, it's not your regular off-the-mill kind of relationship thing. It's not a dating app. It's not a superficial thing. This is what we do is longevity. It's something that lasts a lifetime. All right. We've studied the matchmaking agency. We've seen how they match people. All right. People spending $35,000, $50,000. If you just do matchmaking agency right now, there are companies that charge close to $1 million. There's the million dollar matchmaker. There's a lot of people that they tell you, this is what we're going to do. We're going to get you the match. They put you in the, they say, all right, we get you, do you guys connect? And we just let you go. They get married. They get what doesn't necessarily guarantee that it's going to be the best match. All right.
Right. Right.
And so, but they spend a lot of money. They see the chemistry. They go through all the algorithms and everything. And then they're like, okay, yes, we'll match. Yes, I think we're a match. What we do is we know, you know, before you get into the relationship, that's a match. You can see it. You can read everything about what is going to take place. You choose what you want. We give you like a couple of profiles based on historical data on relationships just like yours. Look at that. So you're going in, it is, if we wanted to charge $500,000 for this, we can, because there's proof in the pudding of what we do. We can say, all right, this, we can charge you $500,000 because we know, we can almost guarantee that this relationship will play out the way it is. We know for a fact. But relationship agencies charge that much. They don't even guarantee it. But in our world, we could say, because you could do something crazy that actually breaks the heart of your wife. You could do something. We're not saying that every relationship is perfect, but we want to make sure that you know that before you get in there, there's going to be longevity. There's going to be something that really connects you with this person that goes the distance before you get in there. And if it's going to be beauty as well that is involved, it's going to be beauty. We will find that person for you. On Facebook, you can actually look for the profile that matches you exactly as it is. So we take the guesswork. We put everything in your hands. Make sure that you know what you're getting into. And it's a no-brainer. You know, all right, I'm not going to make a mistake. This is what it's going to be. And why we charge what we do, it's not going to be $500,000. It's not going to be $100,000 that most matchmaking agencies charge. We give you the HotLip app, so that's free. You actually see that. We give you the HotLip education, so there's a lot of things that go into it. You have direct access to the coach to get experiences and understanding about it. It's not just matching you. But we keep you supported in the process all along. Our price, out of what the matchmaking agencies charge, is just $5,449.
That's not bad.
Yes, it's not bad compared to what all these agents charge. But we guarantee, we short of saying we guarantee it, we don't say we guarantee it. So that you're like, oh, I'm looking for a guarantee. We don't want to give you. The rose colored glasses when you get into a relationship. We want you to go in there just not trying to find a way out. We want to give you a way to actually understand that you are actually invested in something that will change your life, because we understand how relationships work. Lots of guys are going into relationships always like, the guys don't want to go into relationships anymore. They just want to go bang, get out of it. Just hit the person, get out of it. Because you know what? There's nothing that makes them feel they have to be confident about a relationship. Nothing. Not in America. In other parts of the world, it might be there. But in America, it's hard to find somebody, because they put in these visuals of what you want and what you should want. And then they take away their ability for you to say, I'm going to stick the distance. They don't give you the reason to stay the distance. They don't give you. The system is rigged in such a way where you do not want to be married. It's just not.
I agree.
You know?
I agree 100%. You've sold me. You sold me. I'm even thinking about doing this. All right. What? So, because I've been doing this podcast for 2 years, I've also been dating for 40 years, married for 15 years. I am an alcoholic myself in recovery, and I also have bipolar disorder. Do you factor in things like that? Because when, for example, there was a woman who I dated many years ago who did not know I was an alcoholic. I didn't know I was an alcoholic. And, you know, 3 years into the relationship, she looked at me and she said, matter of fact, we were engaged. I got engaged. She said to me, I'm not going to marry you because you're an alcoholic. And so she said, you have to go get sober. Yada, yada. Anyway, that ended. Because of my alcoholism. So, do you vet these people? So, do you see what I'm saying? There's outside influences that are going to come in.
Yes, I know exactly what you're saying. It's kind of strange that sometimes we cannot always be perfect. All right, that's not the picture that I'm trying to paint. Usually, you get. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, I got another example, only because I'm just trying to understand your science behind this. So let's say that you matched me with Sarah, but Sarah had an ex-boyfriend 2 years ago who maybe he was abusive to her, and they got a restraining order, and Sarah is now out of that relationship, and she's healed, and she's moved on. But this crazy guy, let's say he gets out of prison, and this happened, you know, that maybe he got a DWI or something, and he comes out of prison, and now he wants Sarah back, and he now enters Sarah's life. But me and Sarah are engaged, and all of a sudden I got this guy, Joe Willie, that wants Sarah, and he starts messing with, does any of this factor in? Like, because this stuff really happens in the real world.
Yeah. Yeah, so what we do, I understand you're looking at the backstory of the person, making sure they don't have baggages that can affect the person. What we do is actually just connect you with somebody that you can work with, that relationship can work. So that would take extra charges. If we were going to go the distance like that, then we probably will have to charge more, because that would take a whole slew. If we're going to be looking at the background, doing the background checks and all that, we'll probably have to charge more to say, all right, this is what we're doing, you know?
I'm just throwing it out there. Maybe you have two tiers, you know, do the basic $5,000 and then do one for like, I don't know, $7,000, that we do a complete background check on the person.
Okay.
Everybody's got skeletons in their closet. Everybody, you know, they can be little skeletons, or they can be big skeletons. So
yes. So, that makes sense.
But I love the concept. I really do.
And I
wish I understood it a little bit better about how you're doing it.
Yeah.
But I guess we can all go to heartlib.io and .us. .us, and everything that I need to read up on will be there?
Yes, pretty much. Everything that you need to read up on. We also have an academy, which we upload different things there once in a while, so that you have an idea of maybe case studies and things like that, like this, like the case studies I just gave you, compatible.hatlib.us. It's just one that is an extreme example of how we can go all the way out to actually find you somebody that is specific to you. We just get the months, the day, and the year. But now you bring up the idea of the background check. I know that is critical as well, but usually we just use Meta, that is Facebook, to connect you with somebody within your acquaintances that you already know. You already know their history. There's a little bit of rapport. You just have a database of people you already know. And then we tell you, all right, this person, based on this case study and based on our number profiling, this person will be a perfect match. And we can tell you, you can see it before you get involved. And then you say, all right, I'm going to reach out to this person. How you doing? Can we just, my matchmaker, you don't even have to say everything. We can give you like a little introduction materials where you connect with a person. And once you connect, you see if the relationship plays out. It will play out exactly as we say it will. If the dates I'm given is correct, it will play out exactly. And all you need to do is nurture that relationship and make sure that you really make it blossom at the end of the day. But that is what we do. Yes.
So when you say to me, all right, I want you to go find Sarah on Facebook and reach out to her. Sarah is aware that She's part of this?
Oh, no, she's not aware immediately. She's not aware immediately because what if we say, all right, we matchmakers told us that this is what you're the right one for me. They'd be like, no, I don't. You're already trying to match me. I don't even know you. But we tell you who it is so that you know, all right, this is the person that I should be focused on. And then you carry on your dating experience, your reach out, like a normal date.
But is Sarah part of your database?
All right, so Sarah is not part of my database at the moment. Sarah is not part of my database. So Sarah, this is for you. This gives you the blueprint so that when you go out in the world, you can find anyone that you want, but you know they will be a perfect match. It's not just within our system that you find a person. You can find a person anywhere in the world you choose. You could go to Italy right now, find a person in Italy. You could go to United Kingdom, find that person, because we give you the blueprint to find that person. If all the relationships you're dealing with right now is not working out, you could say, I'm going to go out of this world and find somebody outside the world, outside of my locality, and I'm going to find that person based on this information, and I know we're going to be a perfect match. And when you meet that person, it will be exactly how we describe it in the relationship. Exactly. You'd be like, wow. But then you have to live up. You have to also make sure that you're the best version of yourself. Because it doesn't matter if the person thinks that, you know, everyone has their little quirks in how they judge people. Everyone wants to judge somebody before they get involved.
That's what I was referring to before. Yeah.
Yeah, so you want to give everyone that ability to judge, but you also want to put yourself in a position where you put your best foot forward and they judge you in the best light, at least for most part. Even if they can't judge you the best light for everything, they can judge you the best light for most part. But they will know once they meet you, they know, well, I love this guy. I really want to get to know him. I really want to be with him. That's what we do.
Okay. Well, one more question and then we're going to wrap it up.
Yeah.
Only because I'm still not quite sure. So I do this and you tell me that Sarah Smith is on Facebook and she is the one that's going to be your lifetime match. And I go to Sarah's Facebook page and now Sarah doesn't know me, right?
No, she doesn't.
So what happens if Sarah's married already? Or do you already know that if...
No, so that's what you do. So it's what we do is make sure that you're reaching out to people that are not married.
Okay.
And what you're doing is actually just connecting. It's not like we're just saying, you match, start dating right away. No, it's going to be a process where you reach out.
Okay.
You get to know them on a normal basis. Like, Sarah, how you doing? I just felt like I had to contact you. That there's a reason behind it, but you just reach out to them on a platonic level, because we know what the relationship is going to turn out to be. Once that connection is made and you can get a cup of coffee. Sarah, I just saw you on your Facebook profile. I noticed that you're part of my friends list. And I just said, maybe you're okay to go on grab a cup of coffee.
Yeah.
And just let's just talk. I just want to get to know a little bit more about you. No strings attached. Just get to know you. And then it's like, all right. Yeah, no problem. And we know that that person is going to be the right one. You don't give up, but you don't stalk them either. We just make sure that you actually get.
So if I come back to you and say Sarah's not interested, you'll give me another one.
No. So what we do is we show you on your Facebook. Just you will know. You will see. We'll give you like over 10, depending on how many acquaintances you have on Facebook. We can isolate close to 10, 20 people that we know that if you, and you're talking about, I'm all into the looks. Yeah, you can find a person that is like perfect for you. Like, yeah, I can deal with this.
Okay.
So we know that based on the date of birth and the information, you can check it on Hotlip US, how we do it. You can say, all right, this person matches with me. I'm going to initiate contact. I'm going to start slow. I'm going to take it like I'm just reaching out to somebody in the dating world. I'm just meeting up. But you know,
gotcha. Okay.
That would be a perfect match before you actually get involved.
One more question.
Yes.
On the website, heartlib.us, there is a button at the bottom that says join the wait list. What is that?
Oh, so that is individuals that are interested in that we can't get to right away. So let's, for example, if they're like contemplating it and they're thinking about it and they're like, oh, I'm not sure I want to do it now, but contact me later about this. Then you just put your information there and then we can contact you later.
That's me. Okay, I'm going to join that way. Okay. Listen.
Yeah, yeah.
I could put $5,000 on a credit card, and you do take credit cards, I hope, right? And I can, yeah, I'll put it, I'll, if this, this, I find this fascinating. If this, I'm going to do a little more research on it myself. So,
all right.
Desirelle, thank you. Give us a couple of minutes to tell us anything else you want to tell us before we say goodbye.
Well, thanks so much, Andrew, for having me. I just feel like there's a lot of information that was covered today, but the best way to actually find this out is on hatlib.us. You can reach out to us via email. You can actually just reach out to us via email. Hello@myreallovacademy.com, or just reach out at Desirelle@hatlib.com. I think that's better, Desirelle@hatlib.com, and you can just reach out to me and
I'll put all that in the show notes so people can will be able to do that.
So you can reach out and I'll be able to guide you in the process and give you an understanding of how to actually find your best match and how we can actually help you. And I think it's what is needed in today's society to be with the right person.
Desirelle, we got to do something because what's out there today is not working. So I think it's a great idea. I really do.
Thank you very much.
All right, Desirelle. Thank you for being on the show. And we'll talk soon. Yeah. All right?
You're the best.
Thank you. Thank you. Thanks for tuning in to Digital Dating. If today's episode got you thinking differently about love, compatibility, or just why your past relationships didn't work out, do yourself a favor and check out Desirelle Calvin Lawrence and his platform, Heartlib. You'll find all the links in the show notes, including how to connect with Desirelle, learn about the Heartlib, or even just schedule your own compatibility consultation. Trust me, this isn't just another dating app. It's a whole new way of approaching love. Also, don't forget to rate and review and follow and hit that subscribe button, folks, so you don't miss an episode. Every episode drops each week, every Wednesday. So you follow, like, and subscribe, you will be notified. And no, I don't charge like Patreon or something, so you have to like pay money. Not yet anyway, maybe down the road, but right now this is still free. And I'm going to sneak in an ad here or there, but it's just an affiliate like thing, like this thing with Paul Bauer. He's like my master, man. He's my mentor. And he's got some great stuff for you. And I'm part of his network and I'm part of his wolf pack. So go check out that in the show notes if you're a guy. And ladies, there's so much that we need to cover with you. And I hope you're enjoying the show. So please, like, maybe just leave a review, turn it on to a friend. I know there are women listening to this podcast. I know that for a fact. So spread the word. Can't hurt. Until next time, Anonymous Andrew, thanks for listening. Ciao.